Dear learners, in this section, let us discuss why OERs are needed and what is the time frame, timeline about the OER. Now, Benjamin Franklin said, there are no slow learners, there are only slow teachers. It means it is about the presentation. It is about the way we communicate, which makes the learning successful. So that's why this is the prime aim, that we want to communicate in effective manner. So let us discuss the major factors which indicate why OER is needed. Number one, globalization. Then demography. Third, new approaches to governance. And the last is technology. Let's take the first one, globalization. The growing collaborations and growing competitions among countries and among institutional providers, researcher mobility, etc., has triggered this open educational resources. A person is sitting here. We are conducting the online conferences. We are chatting, getting the lecture from the expert who is sitting abroad. After the lecture, he provides the summary, he provides the PPT and distributes. It is only possible just due to OERs. That OERs provide the global access to each and every person for using it for their learning. The next factor is, now let's take the next factor, demography. There is a huge impact of demographic factors on higher education. Reductions in the traditional 18 to 25 year old student age group will affect institutions in a number of OECD countries, these developing countries. This decline may be offset by increased participation rates, the flow of foreign students, number of young people are rising in many non-OECD countries where demand for education is not fully satisfied. And by the increasing tendency of older adults to enter or return to education and the provision of programs for them. Due to these factors, due to these demographic factors, the need of OER is being felt. A person who is already entered into the profession, wants to learn some more basics, will he be able to enter into the regular courses? No. What does he need? He needs the open courses, distance courses, open educational resources. That's why the OERs are needed. The next factor, new approaches to governance. Authorities need quality governance. OER initiatives can be set to cater for improved quality control through enhanced transparency and comparability between the institutions, departments, or individual faculty members, as well as direct feedback from enrolled and informal learners. A feedback mechanism is being tried in each and every institution with respect to teacher-student interaction, with respect to the teachers or researchers, research performance. So this feedback, that new governance model requires OERs. The next factor which is very utmost important factor is the technology. There is a continuous development of ICT in knowledge economy. It is very vital for improved quality education. And there is a very widespread use of these devices, these media among the students and among the teachers. So it is better to utilize OERs by utilizing the technology advancement. Dear learners, now let's move to when. The timeline of OER, how it developed. Now let's see the timeline of the OER. In 1998, open content term was coined by Willey. First open content license, that open content principle and license was released. After development with 1999 from to 2000, the major one was 2001. In 2001 January, Wikipedia was launched by Jimmy Wales and Larry Sanger. In 2002 July, open educational resources, this term was coined by UNESCO. In 2006, you can see that Open University of the United Kingdom launches the Open Learn. And with the development of FLOWS, Wiki Educators, and the first multi-country educational curriculum using OER. In 2007, OER Commons was launched. In 2007 November, first university to publish over 90% of its course as OER was MIT with open courseware, which was established in 2002. Then various countries adopted the OER. In 2009, September, first OER university came into the existence, University of the People. So we can have some idea, we can have an idea how. Now let's take the how OER originated. OER originated with a first major project from MIT's Open Courseware OCW project. In year 2000, MIT faculty and administrators asked, how is the internet going to be used in education? And what is our university going to do about it? MIT faculty replied the question with, use it to provide free access to the primary materials for virtually all our courses. We are going to make our educational material available for students, faculty, and other learners anywhere in the world at any time for free. So this was the basic idea. And after that, 2002, the proof of concept was there with the 50 courses. They come up with the 50 courses in 2002. In 2014, the materials from 2,150 courses and 125 million visitors were there with the open courseware. In 2004, Metaru is probably the first comprehensive report on what is later called OER. In MIT is still the worldwide leader in OER development. Over 3,000 open access courses are there in open courseware from over 300 universities. OER-based courses are available in countries like United States. There are 1,700 courses. China is having 750 courses. In Japan, more than 400 courses are there. In France, the 800 educational resources are there. In UK, 5,400 learning hours of content is available. In Europe,
The biggest distance teaching university in 9 countries include Russia and Turkey, including Russia and Turkey, are starting a project called MORIL, or Multilingual Open Resources for Independent Learning. So dear learners, let me summarize this section for you. We studied why we need the OERs. Demographic factor, globalization, new approaches to governance and technology. Then we saw how the OER developed with the passage of time. It started its journey from MIT with the open courseware. OER term was coined, Wikipedia came, and now it has also been entered. Now it has also entered in our country, India, and we have adopted the policy. We will be discussing the OER initiatives of our country in the later module. In the next section, we will be covering the open licenses.